हरे राम 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 सीता राम 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 सीता राम 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 हरे राम 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 सीता राम 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 हरे राम 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 सीता राम 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 हरे राम 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 सीता राम 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 हरे राम 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 सीता राम 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 करुणानिधान प्रभु श्रीराम करुणानिधान प्रभु श्रीराम करुणानिधान प्रभु श्रीराम करुणानिधान प्रदायक करुणा निधान प्रभु श्री राम करुणा निधान करुणा निधान प्रभु श्री राम जय जय राम जय जय राम जय जय राम जय सिया राम जय जय 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 राम जय सिया राम जय जय राम जय जय राम जय जय राम जय सिया राम जय जय राम जय जय राम जय जय राम जय सिया राम जय जय राम जय जय राम जय जय राम जय सिया राम सियावर रामचंद्र की जय अतुलित बल धामम हेम शैलाव देहम धनुजवन कृशानुम ज्ञानी नाम अग्रगण्यम सकल गुण निधानम वानरानाम धीशम रघुपति प्रिय भक्तम वात जातम नमामि रघुपति प्रिय भक्तम वात जातम नमामि हरि ओम श्री गणेशाय नमः ओम श्री सरस्वत्यै नमः ॐ श्री गुरुदेवाय नमः ॐ श्री रामचंद्राय नमः ओके वेलकम टू ऑल ऑफ यू वंस मोर सेकंड डे We are having, if you're joining us tonight for the first time, we're seeing Sundarakand. And last night I explained all about Sundar, beauty. And why this Kanda is called as beauty, beautiful. Because it is a great, beautiful relationship between Paramabhakta and Parameshwara. Parabhakta, Parameshwara. Supreme devotee and supreme lord. And there's nothing more beautiful than that when one can realize and recognize and pay homage to his primary relationship. Our primary relationship is with God only. It is the only relationship we cannot renounce. We could renounce other relationships, you know, everything. But with Bhagwan, you can't do anything. You could run or jump or do whatever you want, but you cannot escape Bhagwan. That will always be there, that relationship. Okay, now, when we left it last night, Hanumanji was on his way to Lanka to give Sitaji this message of Ram. And I told Hanumanji's journey represents our journey of life. We're all in search of happiness only. Sitaji represented happiness. Happiness and peace in Gita is one and same. Eh? Please don't forget that. Ashantasya kuta sukham. Without shanti, no happiness, sukha. So they are one and same. So if I am peaceful, I am very happy. So he's in search of Sitaji, he's in search of peace, happiness. And whatever we do, whatever we engage in our life, we are in search of this happiness only, nothing else. So he's... Now, one more thing. Today I was telling Dr. Raghu also about this thing. You notice, I told you, Bhagwan Ram told Sitaji to go in that fire. And then the image of Sitaji came out, Maya Sita. And Ravan kidnapped that Maya Sita. No? And I told you also how in Upanishads, from space came air, from air came fire, from water, earth. So from air, which is Pavan, Vayu, came fire, which is Hanumanji. Hanumanji is fire. And that means Rama told Sitaji, you go in that fire. That means Sitaji is in his own heart. Yet he is going in search of Sitaji. That is what we do or not. Happiness is in our own heart. Yet we run everywhere in the world looking for happiness. The symbolism in Ramayana is just absolutely astounding. In this way, we are carrying happiness with us. But we go looking for it everywhere. That is like the musk there. Kavidaji writes about a musk. Kasturi kundal basai, mega dunde bana mahi. Aisi gati gati ram basai, dunya dekho nahi. Nobody in the world sees. That musk there has right on the side of its neck like this. This kasturi is hanging right there. And it smells so sweet. And he thinks that smell is coming from somewhere else. And he runs everywhere looking for that kasturi, that smell. When he's carrying it. So in the same way, we run everywhere looking for happiness. And we are carrying that happiness. And we are the ones who are superimposing the happiness on things. In the world, things really have no value. We add value to things in the world. Or, not only value, but we subtract value from things also. We say this thing is not good, and this thing is good. We are the ones who subtract the value or add value. Now we do that. You see, if some dog is there, and you put one bowl of gold and one bowl of dog chow, right? And the dog comes, which one he'll eat? Dog chow only, what he wants with gold? He has no value for that gold. But you bring the human intellect now. And you put there two of them. He'll grab the gold. He is the one who adds the value. Because that intellect came and added some value to that thing. And then he runs after it. So like this, we run after all things. It was a very good symbolism in the Ramayana. So, in other words, Hanumanji, Sitaji, Ramji, they're all playing this role to show us how foolishly we live. See, Rama told Sitaji, go in that fire. Maya Sita came out. Then Ravan kidnapped Maya Sita. Then Ram goes everywhere looking for Sitaji and he's crying. Are you only just put her in fire? Why are you crying? So it shows our what we call unintelligent living. Unintelligent living. I only eat the junk food, and then the junk food give me this disease and that disease. Now I cry. But you only eat it. Why did not eat it? You ate it. Unintelligent living, isn't it? Sitaji is also playing that wonderful role, you know, in Aranyakand. Bhagavan says in Gita, no, we meditate on some objects of the world, you know. Thyayato vishayan pumsaha sangaste shupachayate sangasan jayate kamaha. We develop desire for that thing. And then from that kama comes krodh, this, that, the other thing. So Sitaji is playing that role. This day passes and she meditates on that day. Oh, and she looks. Chi. Kitna sundar hai. Dhyayataha, meditating on that object. Anga, anga sumanohara vesha. Sita parama ruchi mriga dekha. Anga, anga sumanohara vesha. I mean, anga, anga means he looks at every limb. Oh, its hairs are so cute. Its little bushy tail is so sweet.
So we do that with objects of the world. And we develop attachment and desire, and then we run after them. And then what happens? You get in trouble. Kidnapped by Ravan. So she's playing that role, and Vandi is playing this role, how we look for happiness everywhere. That is why he says, Kapi. Kapi means, Kam Pibati Iti. Kapi means that one who is drinking of bliss all the time. Yes, Sitaji in his heart is drinking of bliss all the time. Happiness. But he is in search still. So we are all nature is Satchitananda, but we are in search of happiness. So this is that all symbolism of Ramayana going on. Played out very nicely. So now he's on his own. Now, I told that seeker, if he's in search of this happiness and all, which he'll find eventually in his own heart, yet he has to undergo this journey and he has to face all of the obstacles and respond to them. That is what is important. React, no. Respond to all of these obstacles very appropriately. So last night when we left, he had just responded to Surasa. He outwitted Surasa. Now he's going, and he's going to encounter now Simhika, next obstacle. We'll see what this Simhika also represents. Now I'll tell you the numbers and also that you can follow. This is after number two. After Doha number two, the Dohas have numbers. After Doha number two, it starts with Nisichari Ek Sindhu Maha Rahai. Rahai. See that? Harmonium is a little too far. Nisichari ek sindhu mah rahai Shri Ram Jai Ram Kari Maya nav ke khag gahai Shri Ram Jai Ram Jeev jantu je gagan udahi Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jal viloki tinke parichahi Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Gahai chah sakh son udahi Shri Ram Jai Ram Ehis vidip Ehi vidhi sada gagan chai Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Soi chhal hanuman kakina Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Dasu kapat kapiturtai china Shri Ram Jai Ram Tai mari marut sut veera Shri Ram Jai Bar di par gaya mati dheera Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Siyavara Ramachandra ki Jai. Okay, let's see what happened here now. Yes, great. So as he's going now, Tulsidas ji writes, Nisichari ek sindhu mahurahai. In the ocean lived one Nisichari. Nisichari means one Rakshasi. Tulsidasi doesn't put her name here. He just says Rakshasi. Kisi ne pucha Tulsidasi se, uska naam kyun nahi rakha? Why didn't you put her name there? He said, she's too bad. If I put her name there, it will spoil my Ramayana. He doesn't put her name there. She just says Nisichari Ekasinduma Rahi Mahu Rahi Karimayana Bukke Khagagahai Jiva Jantu Jagana Urahi Jalabiloki Tinake Parichahi. She had a special power, you know. She could hold that shadow of any flying object. Just hold the shadow and pull it down. And so Hanumanji found he was losing altitude suddenly. And then he realized it. In the next line he says, he immediately realized what was going on. Gahi chaha sakaso na urahi ehi bidhi sada gagan. She used to eat everything that she pulled down there, anything flying. So soi chal Hanuman kaha kinha. He recognized something is not right. Something is amiss. And tasu kapatu kapiturata hi chinha. Then he realized this Nisichari is there and she is pulling him down. Then when he realized what he did, immediately Tulsidas said, Tahi Mari. He gave one blow and he killed the Marutasuta Bira. Bari di par gayau mati dira. And he crossed over the ocean. And people said, you Hindu people, I don't know what kind of heroes you are. You see, yeah, the first person in Rama and Hanuman ji kill is this lady. He killed a woman. And then Ram, if you see, when Vishwamitra took him there, first person he killed there also, the Taraka. And you call him not only Veer Mahavir, and they're killing only women and all. What? So look here. Please remember that evil has no gender. Are you correcting or not? Huh? Evil is? Evil, yes, genderless. Evil is evil. You know, wherever it is there, you have to remove it. Symbolically, both of them represent nirasha, durasha, that kind of thing. Durasha means, you know, durasha has a broad number of meanings. One very good meaning for durasha is, you know, there are so many people in your life also you would have encountered, and you would have told them, "Arey, bhai, please come to satsang, it is good for you." And you tell all your life and they never go to satsang, isn't it? And then you say, "Look, I better give up here." Yeah? You stop telling them because you yourself might stop going satsang if you keep on, you know. So you give up and you say, "Leave them alone." That thing which prevents them from going to satsang, that thing is called a durasha. It means really they don't see any benefit, or that for them that thing is hopeless. It will not do anything. They don't see that thing. So until that durasha is removed from their mind, they will never ever go to satsang. And sometimes it takes a big blow or something in their life to remove that durasha. But whatever it is, not everybody will require a blow to remove it. But whatever it is, it has to take its own time and all. But when that durasha is removed by whatever means, immediately they find themselves in satsang. So these two of them, they represent this durasha. The first, you see, first both of them have to be removed, you see. Taraka has to be removed first by Rama. Simhika has to be removed first by Hanumanji. So then when they are removed, then other things can happen. So the first removal is this. So he gives one blow to this Simhika and kills her. She represents jealousy. She also represents parasitic existence. Parasitic existence means who sits there and does nothing but only takes. You see, all predators, they run after their prey, you know. They do some work at least. To catch that prey, the lion have to work so hard, you know, to take down that buffalo or something. How they? And there are many, many attempts. Sometimes they don't succeed. But she's just sitting there. "Come here, I'll eat you." Sitting there. So they call parasitic existence. In our pledge, you know, we say very, very nicely what we should produce more than what we consume and give more than what we take. This is a very, very important thing. We are supposed to give more than what we take. And the one who doesn't do that, he's actually stena. Stena Bhagavan calls in Gita as a thief. Please pay attention to this. How much really should we give? we should actually give our whole life. Everything which we have in our life, we actually owe to this world. Please pay attention. This is a very, very important thing, and it is philosophical, but absolutely true. If you can name me one thing on your personality right now, which you made yourself, you will be a great soul. Your shoes, your clothes, your watch, your glasses, your book, your jewelry, your whatever. You tell what you made. None of the things which you are having on your personality right now, you ever made. Even a pair of socks we have never knitted. We may have knitted some other socks, but not the one we are wearing. So one thing if you can name, that will be great. Okay, forget those things which we have put. This body itself, it is made up of cells. And it's called Annamaya Kosha, made from food. Any food you ever made, you can make cucumbers. And baingan. Chana, we can't make even one chana, one black eye pea. We can't make. And that's what we ate and became so big. This body, one cell we could not make. The poor plants, they stood out in the winter time, hot sun in summer, and they made food. And we only ate. Knowledge which we have in our mind, in our head, that knowledge we got from gurus, shastras, traditions, culture, you know, the heritage we inherited. Now what we contributed? It means every single thing which you see, every iota of it, I owe to the world. From this perspective, we actually owe the world our entire life. So when it says produce more than what you consume and give more than what you take, how much we took? We took all, isn't it? We took everything. So how much am I supposed to give? Everything and more. That's why I say Hindus, when we give $100, we put one more. That extra. Unless we do that, we actually are taking more from the world than we are giving. And that is called parasitic existence, really. So we owe. Every time in our account, we are in the red, actually. All the time. We are owing more than we are giving. So, that parasitic existence is not allowed. We have to really dedicate our life to the benefit of humanity and all. So she represents this parasite. And parasite, you know, when they come and they attack your crops and all, what do? They eradicate them, isn't it? And also she represents jealousy. Whoever is going high, you know. When we are jealous, whoever is higher than me, I make sure I pull them down. Just suddenly, recently, somebody was telling me that they studied in college business. Their intention was to study business. So they went into business school. And in business, they teach how to pull down the other competition only. So he said, after 2 years, I couldn't take it anymore. I left it. He went to some other discipline. Because they teach all these things only. You have to outdo the competition like that. That is the name of the game. In law school, the first thing that teacher tells, if somebody has murdered somebody and he comes to you and tells you, I have just murdered that man, you please defend me in court. Then you're supposed to say, yes, sir. I'll defend you. But he killed somebody. Then you have to defend him. So you see, these disciplines and all, they teach terrible things. So now, jealousy means I see somebody doing better than I am doing, and so I pull him down. So she represented jealousy. So now jealousy has no place. I was telling yesterday, see, even greed has some place, because greed is making the whole international economy People get jobs, isn't it? Society is sustained by greed. If nobody had greed, nobody would have jobs. So greed is sustaining the whole national economy. But so greed has a place. So he did not kill Surasa. But jealousy has no place. Parasites have no place. So one blow and he removed him. Then, now after that, he found his way to, and this he ended there also. Baridi par gayau mati dhira. That's where we ended. He reached Lanka. In same Chaupai. First, Chaupai has four quarters. First quarter he killed her. Second quarter he reached Lanka. Tulsida is very clinical in his presentation, you know. One moment here, next, finish. Quick. It also shows Hanumanji. It demonstrates something about Hanumanji. What is that? Arey, look here. Make your decision very clearly. Execute that plan and move on immediately. Why are you hankering there and, you know, holding on and hanging out and this and that? Do it and get the job done. Very, very good at his presentation. Then he reaches Lanka. And then that Lanka now, he saw. Purrakaware, this is number three. Purrakaware dekhi bahu kapimana kina vichar ati lagu rupa dharau nisi nagara karau paisar. He reached Lanka and he found this place was so well fortified and protected and guarded and everything. Oh, how to get into this Lanka? So he took a small form, masaka samana rupa kapithari. From there we'll see now. Two or three verses. This is after number three. Found it?
Masak saman rup kapidhari Shri Ram Jay Ram Jay Lanka hi chale usu meri narahari Naam Lankini ek nisi chari So kaha chale si mohi nindari Shri Ram Jay Ram Jay Jaane hi nahi maram sath mora Shri Ram Jay 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 Ram Mor ahar jaha lagi chora Shri Ram Jay Ram Jay Jay Muthi ka ek maha kapihani Shri Ram Jay Ram रुधिर बमत धरनी धन मनी श्री राम जय राम पुनि संभारी उठी सो लंका श्री राम जोरी पानी कर विनय संका जय रघुराम जय रघुराम जय सीताराम जय सीताराम सियावर रामचंद्र की जय मसक समान रूप कपि धरी लंक ही चले चले हो सुमिरि नर हरि नाम लंकिनी एक निसिचरी सो कह चले सी मोहिनी नंदरी
He took a very small form. Masaka saman, like a mosquito. Not a mosquito form, eh? Small like a mosquito. Don't think Hanumanji turned into a mosquito and all that. Small like a mosquito. And Lankahi chalehi sumiri narahari. and he remembered Narhari, and he entered that Lanka. Narhari. Narhari. See, all we have seen so far, he remembered Ram. He remembered Ram, Raghuvara. But now he is remembering Narhari. Rama is Ishta Devata. When you have any work to do, you remember your Ishta Devata, na? But now he is remembering Narhari means that Narasimha Bhagwan, half man, half lion. Tulsidasji also doesn't just put any word there like that, you know. But he feels to put Narhari or what? Why? Hanumanji remember Narhari, you know, very important thing. Huh? This is the God form of Bhagwan to remember when you have some impossible task in front of you. When he saw how well Lanka is guarded, how well Lanka is protected and fortified, he thought it is impossible to enter this Lanka. So when there's some impossible task, that is the form of Bhagwan. He is the Lord of impossibilities. How? Because, see there, it was impossible to kill that Hiranyakashipu, isn't it? Because I will not die inside, I will not die outside. I will not die in daytime, I will not die in nighttime. I will not die by man nor by animal. I will not die up nor down. I will. Then how will die? Impossible? Inside nor outside, nothing. So it appeared to be impossible. But please pay one attention to this one thing. In as far as Bhagwan is concerned, nothing is impossible. He will find a way to make everything possible. And this form of Bhagwan is to be remembered for that. See? So he found that way and he killed the Hiranyakashipu. So when Hanumanji saw this Lanka, oh, vapre. That is to tell you how well Ravan had put his security system and defenses and all. Huh? Ravan was better than homeland security. There are so many people who still come over the border into this country from Mexico and here and there in Ravan's country. Homeland security was perfect. So here this Lankini also was there now. Nama Lankini ek nisichari so kaha chalisi mohi nindari. Now this is Brahma Muhurt time in the morning, as early morning. Remember, he just met Vibhishan, he just got up. I was telling you that now. We'll see in fact. I was telling you some other place. Vibhishan, just now we'll see. He just got up. So Vibhishan gets up Brahma Muhurt time. He'll meet Vibhishan next. So this has to be like 3 in the morning. And Lankini is there. She's an immigration officer. Aur bechara Hanumanji ke paas passport bhi nahi, visa bhi nahi, kuch bhi nahi hai. Foreign desh mein hai. Or uske paas kuch bhi nahi. So he went there now, and she's there, dark, for 3 in the morning. Who will see mosquito-sized alien coming in? She saw him. That is amazing. That is to tell you how well homeland security was. Huh? She saw him in the dark also. Then she shouted out, so kahat chalasi mohinindari, you disrespectful monkey, you're entering this Lanka, disrespecting me. She tells me, you're disrespecting me. It means he is disrespectful. Mohinindari, disrespecting me. Then, janahi nahi maram satra mora. Then she calls him fool. You fool, you don't know my power. What great power I have. What? So first, disrespectful, then fool. Then, mor ahar jaha lagi chora. The next thing she calls him, thief. And every thief becomes my food. But Tulsidasji also placement of word is very nice. After the word thief, mor ahar jaha lagi chora. Next word is muthika. He gave one blow. When the word thief came out from her mouth, next word he gave one blow, muthika. And she fell down there. There's Hanumanji couldn't bear. If you call me disrespectful, that TK, you're right, you know. Not only that, I'm sneaking into your country and all that thing. That is disrespectful. Illegal also. If you call me criminal, that is true, because I'm breaking the law. If you call me fool, that also. To come without visa, passport, nothing, you know. That also, you call fool and all. But if you call thief, You are working for the biggest thief in the history of civilization, this Ravan. And you, have you ever called him thief? You're calling me thief? Poor Hanumanji never stole a banana even in his life. And this Ravan is stolen this Lanka he took from Kuber, his wife of the Lord he stole, the gold, the blood of the Rishi, Pushpak, Viman. What he did, not thief, steal. He stole everything. This, and she never called this Ravan thief one day even. She's working for him. So this Lankini represents delusion. Lankini represents delusion. A very, very wonderful symbolism here. Delusion means, really, when we see things upside down. I'm working for the biggest thief, but I'm calling this Hanumanji a thief. That is upside down or not? And all of us are born deluded. We see the world upside down. We see the sun rising in the east, and we say, okay, here is the sun rising. But sun never rises, actually. We are rising. With the turning of the earth, I am actually rising towards the sun. But I say the sun is total ulta. All human beings are born like this. We say we will die. Oh, my death is coming. But ulta, I never die. We say I'm miserable. Ulta, my netya is happiness. I'm ignorant. My netya is satchit. Everything we do in our life, it is like this, upside down. The whole human existence is upside down. Thank God we have rishis. Thank God we have shastras, gurus, sampradaya. We'll turn things right side up. And the place to start is satsang. This one blow Hanumanji gives to this Lankini, that Lankini herself, just now we'll see, he calls that a satsang. One blow. Don't go home and practice this type of satsang, you know. You please stick to this type of satsang. So, when that blow was given, it knocked out her delusion. It means to say, in satsang, our delusion will be knocked out. What is satsang? You know, very simple thing. I'll tell you to remember definition of satsang. When we meet and we talk about Bhagwan, that is called satsang. When we meet and we talk about ourselves, that is called kusang. I did this and I did that and I did the other thing and I achieved this, and we love that very much. Or if we're not talking about ourselves, we talk about our children and our family and our mother and brother and this and that, or that thing we like also. The same kusang. But if we talk about Bhagwan, that is called as satsang. So, in satsang, all our delusions will get knocked out. In satsang, we learn to see things right side up. In satsang, all our knowledge gets digested and absorbed, assimilated, metabolized, and manifested. Otherwise, if we eat food and that food doesn't get digested, what happens to your stomach? Oh, stomach gets upset, isn't it? Sick. So when we collect all this knowledge and all these things from everywhere and we don't go to, that's why I told also, any self-taught person, you run away. And this yesterday or this morning? Morning. You run away from self-taught person. He's only collected all sorts of things in his head and he has not had satsang. And that thing is not digested. Undigested food is like undigested knowledge. Undigested knowledge is like undigested food. So in satsang, that knowledge gets digested. First we ingest, then we digest, absorb, assimilate, metabolize, and manifest that knowledge. And that process takes place in satsang. Other things, we can just collect the knowledge very easily on TV, from books, from video, from hearing somewhere, here and there, you know, and we collect a lot of knowledge. But we have to be in satsang all the time. Bhagavan Sri Ram himself, Tulsidas ji himself tells, Binu satsang bhi bek na hoi,
राम कृपा बिनु सुलभ न सोई श्री राम जय जय राम श्री राम जय राम बिनु सत्संग भी देख न होई राम कृपा बिनु सुलभ न सोई श्री राम जय जय राम श्री राम जय जय राम बोलो राम 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 सीता राम 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 बोलो बोलो राम 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 सीता राम 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 बोलो सीता राम 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 सियावर रामचंद्र की जय
There's a very famous verse of Tulsidas ji Binu sat sang vivek na hoi vivek in wisdom will never dawn on us no matter how much knowledge I collect Wisdom will not dawn. Right? That will happen in satsang only because the knowledge which I collect gets really assimilated and metabolized and all that in the satsang. And here she tells that, no, she got up. Puni sambhari uthi so lanka. Yeah, she like that. She got up and she ruffled herself. And now she started seeing everything right side. Jori pani. She put her hands together. Kara binaya sa sangha. And she did salutations and supplications to Hanumanji also. And then she said, Jab ravana ravana hi brahma baradina chalata biranchi kaha mohi chinha. She used to be a celestial being who was given a boon, who was given a sharp. And she was sent here in this Ravan's kingdom. But now she remembered her original state and all that kind of thing. Bikala ho sitai kapike mare tab janihi nisichara sanghare. She said that when she got that sharp and Brahmaji sent her here. And he had told her at that time that one day some monkey will come and give you a blow. And when that monkey gives that blow, please understand from that day, that is the beginning of the end of the Rakshas. Clan. They will. So she remembered all that now. She said, That mur atipunya bahuta dekheu nayar ramakar duta. I am so fortunate to see Ramadut. The same Ramadut you just called Chor, na? I am so fortunate to see Ramadut. Then she says in the Doha, very, very famous Doha.
स्वर्ग अपवर्ग सुख धरिय तुला एक अंगो राम धरिय तुला एक अंग तुलन ताई सकल मिली जो सुख लव सत संग सी बर राम चंद्र की जय शरण उमापति महादेव की जय पवन सुत हनुमान की जय उमापति महादेव की जय बोलो भाई सब संतन की जय सियावर राम चंद्र की जय शरणम
She tells again, that swarga apavarga sukha dhariya tula eka ang. If I take all the joys of swarga and apavarga, swarga means heaven, apavarga means moksha, and I put them on one side of the scale, and tula natahi sakala mili jo sukh lava satsang, this one moment of satsang which I just had with you. Which moment? That one moment only. Huh? One moment of satsang which I just had with you, and I put it on the other side of the scale, it will far outweigh all of this sukha. How, what a great, Tulsida Ji is giving, what a great position to satsang. That one moment of satsang can bring so much of transformation and joy in a person's life. And she blesses him, Prabhasi Nagar Ki Jai Sab Kaja. You enter this city and achieve all your work. You will certainly achieve all. Hridaya Rakhi Kosala Pura Raja Garala Sudha Ripu Karai Mitai Gopada Sindhu Anala Sitalai. She blesses him and sends him into Lanka. And Tulsidaji puts commentary there. For the one who is really, who keeps the Lord in his life, anybody who keeps the Lord in their life, Garala Sudha Ripu Karahi Mitai, that poison turns into nectar for a devotee of Bhagwan who finds himself in satsang. Poison turns into nectar. Enemies become friends. Gopada Sindhu Anala Sitalai. Gopada Sindhu means the whole ocean becomes like Gopad. Gopad means, you know, a hoof print of a cow. A little water collects there in that. How difficult is it to cross that? The whole ocean becomes like that for that person. Anala Sitalai, fire becomes cool. Like that Prahlad, he went into the fire then. That's because he's a devotee of Bhagwan. A devotee of the Lord. So Tulsidas is commented like that. Garura Sumeru Reunu Samana, and so many examples he gives like that. Then, Ati Lagu Rupa Dhareu Hanumana Paitha Nagar Sumiri Bhagavana. Then he took a small form and he continued inside that Lanka. Then Mandir Mandir Pratikari Sodha Dekhe Jahataha Aganita Jodha. Everywhere he went looking for Sitaji and saw so many warriors and great fighters posted in different places in Lanka. Gayudasanana Mandir Mahi Ati Vichitra Kahi Jatan So Nahi. And he saw also Dasharath's palace. Dasharath was sleeping. That is also symbolic, you know. First vision of Dasharath, not Dasharath, Ravan. He saw Ravan now also. First vision of Ravan in Ramayana. Dasanana Mandir. First vision of Ravan is sleeping, representing tamas. Tamas. Ravan himself admits, I'm tamasic. Later on. Aranyakand. His own words. So first vision now is sleeping there. Sayana kiye dekha kapitehi. Sayan means he's sleeping. Mandir mahunaddi ki bai dehi. He did not see Sitaji anywhere. He was looking. Now, the next line and the doha we'll sing together. Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram भवन एक पुनि दीख सुहावा हरि मंदिर तह भिन्न बनावा श्री राम जय राम रामायुध अंकित गृह सोबावर निन जाई नव तुलसी का देखि हरष कपिराय सियावर रामचंद्र की जय शरणम सीताराम भवन एक पुनि दीक सुहावा. He saw a very beautiful house there in Lanka, and Hari Mandir tah bhinn banawa, and in front of that house there was Hari Mandir. This old tradition of North India. It is still there, even if you go to Trinidad and Guyana now, because they brought that old tradition there. You will see so many houses, and in front of the house, between the house and the road, they will build a mandir. Separate mandir. Bhinna bana. Bhinna means separate. Still that tradition very strong there. So many homes will have a separate mandir in front. So he saw in front of this house, Hari Mandir. Then Ramayuda Ankita Griha Sova Barina, beautiful. On that door, there was Rama Ankit. Rama Ankit means the bow and arrow of Ram. You know, Rama Ankit, no, Krishna Ankit is peacock feather. Means if you see a little baby picture of Ram, a little baby picture of Krishna, you don't know the difference unless you see that peacock feather, you see that bow and arrow lying somewhere there, isn't it? Then you know this is Ram or this is Krishna. So the Ankit. Ankit means that a sign. The symbol of that Ram or Krishna. Nava Tulsi ka brindataha dehi harashak pirai. And there was Tulsi, a very small Tulsi plant at the front also. That is also a very strong tradition in India, all across India actually. A little Tulsi plant should be there in a little pot or something. So then now he started wondering in his mind. Lanka nisichara nikarani vasa? Iha kaha sajjana karvasa? In this Lanka where only Rakshasas live, some sadhu is living here? That is amazing. Manu mahataraka karai kapi laga tehi samaya vibhishana jaga. As he was thinking, how it is possible that in this Lanka, a land of all materialism and worldly pleasures and rakshasas and all such things, some sadhu is living here. With Rama Ankit and all Tulsi and Hari Mandir Bhinna and all. Oh, this is amazing. You know, it feels also very nice when we go to some place. You know, you go some far place and then you see some, suppose you're walking somewhere in some far place and you're a stranger there and then you see somebody with that Chinmaya Mission, Gurudev Signitya and their shirt or something. When you see that, how do you feel? Oh, you're from Chinmaya Mission? It's such a nice feeling, isn't it? So you identify immediately. Or you even see somebody with an Om on their back, T-shirt or something. Huh? You feel great. So as he was thinking, how is it possible? That time Vibhishan jaga, Vibhishan got up. Now see, he's a sadhu. I was just telling. He's now getting up. What time sadhu will get up? Brahma Muhurt time. And just now he met Lankini and all. So this was dark, big night it was. So now this Vibhishan got up. And then when he got up, see how nice.
Ram Ram Tehi Sumiran Kinha Hridaya Harash Kapi Sajjan Kinha Shri Ram Jai Ehi San Hathi Kari Hau Pehchani Sadhu Te Hoina Kar Jahani Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Beprarup Dhari Bachan Sunaye Sunat Vibhishan Uthitah Aaye Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Rama Kari Pranam Puchhi Kusalai Vipra Kahau Nij Katha Bujai Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram, Bolo Ram, 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 Sita Ram, 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 Bolo Ram, 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 Sita Ram, 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 Bolo Ram, Ram, Sita Ram, Ram,
सीतावर रामचंद्र की जय, राम राम ते सुमिरन कीन्हा. हाउ नाइसली तुलसीदास जी ऑल्सो पुट्स दीज लाइन्स टुगेदर, यू नो. विभीषण गेट्स अप इन द मॉर्निंग एंड राम राम राम, ही चैंटेड द नेम राम. दैट ऑल्सो इज इमीडिएटली यू नो व्हाट अ हाई ग्रेड ऑफ साधक ही इज. What a great sadhak he is. If for anybody to get up in the morning and remember Ram first, that means he has to be a good sadhak only. Otherwise, the moment we get up, oh, what time? People, I tell you, on Friday, TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. And on Monday morning, oh, GIM. Oh, God, it's Monday. And we were, now I have to go to this job, this children, this wife, this husband, this everything, road, this winter, this all sort of thing. And it's coming from Midwest, now we'll get it soon. This, oh, watching. So many things. Where's Ram in all of that? You forget Ram. Ram, Ram, tehi sumiran kina. He, you remember Ram. So Hanuman just felt, oh, Hridaya Harashakapi Sajjana Chinha. Hanumanji was so happy. I have met a Sajjan here. I have met a Ram Bhakta here. So he identified immediately. Ehi sana hati kari hau pehchani sadhu te hoi na kar jahani. It means, I'm so glad to meet this sadhu. I have to now meet him. I have to go and talk to him. Because there is no ever any loss in meeting a sadhu. No matter what happens between you and that sadhu, you will never have any loss. There will only be gain. Even if that sadhu whacks you on the head, still there will only be gain. He might knock out some agnyan if he whacks like that. Never, as the line says, there is never any loss or disbenefit in meeting a sadhu, no matter what it is. So we used to, when I read this line and all, you know, I used to wait for Gurudev to scold me. There's never any loss in Gurudev scolding. There's only gain. Yes. Like that. So sadhute hoi na karaj hani vipra rupa dhari bachana sunaye sunata vibhishana uthi dah aaye. He took some brahmana form. Hanumanji used to take any form, you know, ashta siddhi. Take any form or not. So he took some Brahmana form and he shouted out to that Vibhishan from, you know, from outside. Hari Om! Not Hari Om, he would have said, Ram Ram! He was not in Chinmay Mission. Hari, he said, Ram Ram! Ram Ram, he shouted out to that Vibhishan. And Vibhishan heard this and he got up quickly and came there. Then, Kari Pranam Puchi Kusalai, the Vibhishan did Pranam to Hanumanji in that Brahmana form. And Bipra, kahu nija katha bujai. You please tell me your story. Who are you? Ki tuma in neckline? Ki tuma haridasana ma koi? More hirada priti ati soi hoi. Means when I see you, my heart just wells up. My heart just goes out to you. My heart feels so good to see you. Who are you? Some great servant of Hari. Ki tuma Ram Deen Anuragi Ayahu Mohi Karana Barabagi. Your Ram himself was come to bless me. To my great fortune. Tab Hanumanta kahi sab Ram katha. This is the most wonderful line, I tell you. Don't ever miss Tulsidaji's lines like that. Study all of them one by one, you'll see. He's asking, who are you? Who are you? He asked several times. Who are you? Tab. Then only. Hanumanji. Tab means then only. Hanumanta kahi sab Ram katha. He did not tell who he is. He told Ram katha. And if in our case, if somebody asks, tell Ram katha, first we tell who we are. Isn't it? We like to talk about. I tell you, we love this the most. All human beings, we love to talk about ourselves, I tell you. It's a wonderful thing. And nobody asks also, we tell. He had to ask several times. Tab. Tulsidasji, first, next word. Tab. Then only. In our case, no. You see, they're wonderful in Balkan, there's a wonderful katha. of Narad Moha, Moha of Narad. There, Bhagwan Shiva told Narad, see, you conquered Kama, Dev, this, that, ityadi, right? Don't go and tell this thing to Lord Vishnu. Even if the topic rises, you change that topic. He went there, and that topic was not rising. So he brought up the topic. Because he conquered Kamadev. So he had to tell how I conquered Kamadev. Wonderful katha. Maybe next time when I come here, we do that. Narad Moha is so good. All Vedanta is there so nicely. So here, tab hanumanta kahi sab ram katha. He told, see, I tell you one thing about this Ramayana. Hanumanji, Sugriva, and Nal, Nil, Jamand, ityadi, they are on Rishyamu Parvat. Bhagwan Ram, Lakshmana, they are coming from down below that mountain. Sugriva saw them coming, and he sent Hanumanji, go and meet them and see who that is. When he goes there, Hanumanji meets Ram for the first time, Kishkindha, Kant, there. And Ram asks, who are you? This, that. That takes place there. Then Hanumanji starts talking about Sugriv. When that bhakta meets Bhagawan, he talks about the other bhakta. Here, bhakta meets bhakta, he talks about Bhagawan. Here he's talking about, about Prabhu. Sab Ram katha kahi. He told all Ram katha. He said, sadhu sadhu se mile hoi ishwar ki baat. Gada gade se mile hoi latam lat. When sadhu meets a sadhu, they talk about Ishwara only. When some two donkeys meet. So, immediately, and many places like that, like this in Ramayana, where the whole Ramayana is repeated inside the Ramayana. He told whole Ram Katha to Vibhishan. This is not just when he meets Sitaji. Again, he told whole Ram Katha. Just after this katha, he meets Sitaji only. So like that is Ramayana inside of Ramayana. It means over and over we should be going on, only engaging in Ram katha. One katha inside the other katha. Either we tell it or we listen to it. So somebody said, you know, there are two types of listeners of Ram katha, you know. One type of listener, he's like a whole pot. When you put that katha inside, he keeps it. And the other is like a crackpot. When you put that katha inside, it goes away. So somebody said very nicely, I am like that crackpot, you know. But that also has benefit. Because today when you put Ram katha, it leaks out. Tomorrow I have space for another Ram katha. I can take her again. So whatever it is, whole pot or crackpot, still go on listening to. In Balkant, Tulsidasji takes so many verses to talk about the greatness of Ram Katha. Otherwise, what we have? Sansar Katha. We don't have Ram Katha, we have Kam Katha. Kam in all senses of the word. So here, he told, Sab Ram Katha Kahi. And then, last now, Nijanam. See the words, how they are placed. Nijanam. Only after whole of Ram Katha, then only he told his name. Then, Sunata Jugala Tana Pulaka Mana Magana Sumiri Guna Gram. Do you know one more thing here? It means, after he told his whole Katha, Hanumanji is telling the Katha, the one who is the speaker, the Vakta lost himself in telling Ram Katha. And the Shrota, he also lost himself in listening to Ram Katha. Both of them. Magana Sumiri Guna Gram. Magan means drowned, lost. Both Shrota and Vakta. And one more thing here, see. Just now, we saw Hanumanji took a Brahmana form and he went there, right? And in this Chopai, this Doha, you'll see, just now Vibhishan is calling Brahmana. Oh, Vipra, tell me who you are. So Vipra word is given there. Here in this Doha, Hanumanta word is given. It means, in telling Ram Katha and listening to Ram Katha, he forgot himself and he reverted back to Hanuman only. Without, there's no saying he changed back. At other places, when he takes some other form, he takes his original form. And Tulsidas says he took back his original form. He'll write there. Here he doesn't write anything. But just by putting the name, and it means to say that when I engage in Ram Katha, whether Vakta or Shrota of Ram Katha, that time I will go back to my original self. This is the symbolism here. Original self means Satchit Ananda. He went back to his original self, Hanumanta. Tab Hanumanta Kahi Sab Ram Katha. So how wonderfully all the symbolism is packed inside the verses also. Goes back to one's original self by listening to Ram Katha or relating Ram Katha. Suno Pavana Sutta Rahaniya Mari Jimi Dasanani Mahujiba Vichari. Listen, O Hanuman, how I live in this Lanka, you know. I live like the tongue among the 32 teeth. I live like the tongue among 32 teeth in this Lanka. It appears as though Vibhishana is complaining about his state. He's complaining about his situation. But it is not like that. Eh? It's very nice, this thing. See, first of all, when you say, I live like the tongue among the 32 teeth, it means I am in a precarious, dangerous situation, because any time those teeth cut, means I am the tongue and all these rakshasas are the teeth. So it sounds like that. But if you really read it the other way, you'll see. You know, the tongue is very... You know, there's a nice story when Mahatma was dying, you know. So all his disciples, they were there surrounding him. So one disciple said, "Oh Guruji, you know, you're going. Jane se pehle kuch upadesh de dijiye hum logon ke liye. You know, please you give some message, some teaching to us before you go." Because he told them, I'm going. So that Mahatma, he was silent for some time. Then he spoke, you know, he said, he opened his mouth. Then he said, "Look now. Muh mein dekho. Dant hai ki nahi?" He was a very old man, there were no teeth. So the disciples said, "Nahi hai." Then, "Jeeb hai ki nahi? Tongue is there or not?" "So to hai, tongue is there." He said, "Okay, that is my upadesh." "What? Dant nahi hai, jeeb hai, that is upadesh? What? What upadesh?" He said, "Tu jeeb ki tarah bano, bacha rahega. You become like the tongue, you will be saved. Jo kathor hai, pehle nasht hote hai. Who hard and tough and strong, and he goes first. Who's komal and soft and mulayam and, you know, he'll remain. You know, these big, big trees, when the storm come, they fall. And a little grass, poor fellow, he just bends down, touches the ground, and when the storm goes away, he comes back up. He's humble, komal, humble and soft, like the tongue. Then, and that happened in Sri Lanka or not? Ravan, tough, Kumbhakaran, ityadi, they all gone. And Vibhishan, like the tongue. So when he's telling here, it appears like though it's a complaint, but really, the tongue will be saved. Those that one who's komal, soft and all. And he became, if you really see from an ordinary standpoint also, you will notice that the tongue is the most powerful organ in the human body. There is nothing that surpasses the tongue. Tongue can make or break the world. It is one organ that has three indriyas on it. There is taste, the tongue can also touch, and there is vak indriya. Karma indriya vak is on the tongue. All three of them. One organ. No other organ in the body can do that thing. So it's the most powerful thing. That is why Bhagavan Shankaracharya has written there, Yogasya Pratama Dwaram Vang Nirodhakaha. That first we have to control the speech. In the first and spiritual part, wang, wang. Because that's not the tongue. It's like the rudder of a ship, you know? A huge, ship. What they call them now? They have some Pacific Princess and this and that. Carnival and all. Cruise ship. Huge. And only one little rudder at the back of the ship that turns that whole ship. Amazing thing. The tongue is like that. One little rudder. Turn the whole human being. And then one day the teeth bit the tongue. And then the teeth smiled. So the tongue just remained silent. Of course, after saying ouch, remained silent. And said, oh, you're smiling, huh? You wait. So the tongue waited patiently. And when that man was passing by that pub, some people were just coming out from the pub. And that tongue insulted two of them. And they gave one to knock out all the teeth. See? All teeth. How powerful is the tongue, isn't it? Soft but powerful like that. So this Vibhishan, he said, I am living like this tongue among all the teeth. Anyway, that kabahu mohi janiya natha karihai kripa bhanukula natha. When Bhagwan will realize how? I was wondering this in my mind, you know, when the Lord is going to realize how lost and helpless and forlorn I am here. I was wondering this thing in my mind. But tamasa tanukachu sadhana nahi priti na padasa roja mana mahi. I am tamasic nature, tamasic body. And I don't have any great sadhana to my credit or any such thing. But ab muhi bha bharosa hanumanta, today my faith has been restored. All my faith has been restored because I know that the Lord has blessed me. Why? Binu hari kripa milahi nahi santa. This is a very famous line. Without the kripa of Hari, the grace of Bhagwan, we'll never ever meet a saint. If you have some guru in your life, if you have some great Mahatma or saint in your life, you please thank Bhagwan, because without his kripa, that thing is not possible. So this is Praman here in Ramayana, often quoted. So Vibhishan said, today my faith has been restored. I thought Bhagwan had forgotten me in this Lanka. But he has not forgotten me. He sent you. Now I have this opportunity to see you. Huh? I have this opportunity to feast my eyes on Rama Karaduta, Jaura Gubira, Anugraha Kinha, Tautuma Mohi Darasa Hati Chinha. So now Vibhishan, and now Hanumanji speaks. So Bhagwan has sent you only, so that means he has remembered me. Vibhishan was very, very happy. And Hanumanji said, Vibhishan, you never think that the Lord will not bless you. See, before that he was thinking that the Lord will not bless us and we feel that we are not capable of his grace and all. But you never think. See? Suno Vibhishan, Prabhu kai riti, karahi sada sevaka parapriti. The Lord has one rule in his life. He always blesses his devotee. Is sevak. Kau. You tell. Hanumanji is telling Vibhishan now. You tell. Kavanamai paramakullina. Kapi chanchala savahi vidihina. Look at me. I am monkey. From every point of view, despicable monkey. Chanchal mind. Vidihina. Monkeys don't do puja. Means I have not done any ritual, no, nothing. But Prat, and he continues to tell about himself. It's all humility of Hanumanji. Eh? Prat le jo naam hamara, tehi dina, tahi na milaya ahara. That if anybody takes my name in the morning, they will not get food that day. This is humility of Hanumanji. Some people, when they see this, they are afraid to take Hanumanji's name in the morning, you know. They wait till evening or something. I'm going to sleep now. I've eaten all day already. So now I can say, you know, Hanuman, Hanuman. Don't ever, I tell you, look here. Just now, 1 month, we were there in India. I had taken a group to India. And every morning we'll sit on that bus or that plane or that train or whatever. Even if we're going to the plane or train, we sit on the bus only to go there. So every morning we sit on that bus. A whole group, first Hanuman Chalisa will chant. First thing. Every single day. Then, I tell you, I have never eaten so much food in 1 month in my whole life. Every morning we are taking Hanumanji's name and getting the most food. So this is all humility only of Hanumanji. Don't ever believe that thing. Asame adama sakha sunu mohu par ragubir keen kripa sumiri guna bhare bilochane ni. Hanumanji extolling the glories of Bhagavan Shri Ram like this, saying, see, look, even me the Lord has blessed. So you don't ever doubt that the Lord will bless you. Means I have nothing to my credit, yet the Lord has blessed me. That is Bhagavan. Apichet sudura acharah bhajate mamananya bhak. Sadureva samantavya samyak vyavasito hisaha. Anybody who worships that Bhagavan, in our tradition, Gita or here also, the Lord's grace is flowing all the time. We don't have to even ask. Anybody who comes face to face with that Lord, we'll see later on here only. His grace floods our life. We just have to turn towards the Lord. Our problems, our back is turned towards the Lord. Only to turn toward Bhagwan, His grace will flood our life like that. Huh? So Hanumanji counts His blessings, how Bhagwan has blessed me so profusely. Janatahu asa swami. See the next line, how nice. Janatahu asa swami bisari. Pirahite kahe na hoi dukhari. Question is asked. Knowing Bhagwan to be of that nature, that He blesses profusely, and anybody turns his life, his back towards that Lord, how he'll not be miserable? This question is in the Chopai. How that person will not be miserable? To turn your back on such a Lord. That is the idea. That such a Lord who is so gracious and so compassionate, and we turn our backs on Him, running after the sansara only. And how our life will not be miserable? Certainly it will be miserable. That question is asked there. Ehi vidhi kahata rama guna grama pava anirvacha vishrama. In this way, Hanumanji is speaking about the glory of Ram. He achieved anirvacha vishrama. On indescribable bliss, he reached that state just by singing the glories of Ram. Okay, so now this is Hanumanji Vibhishan Satsang. Now let me tell you one more thing. In some other Ramayana, I have read at some place, you know, there's so many other Ramayana. When Hanumanji met Vibhishan here, he scolded him. Tulsidaji doesn't have the heart to scold Vibhishan. But at some other place, Hanumanji scolded him. You have Rama Ankit on your door. Mandir in front, Tulsi plant. You call yourself, in morning you get up, you say Ram, Ram. You call yourself Bhakta of Ram. And Rama's wife, Sitaji, is kidnapped here in Lanka and kept there, and you did nothing? Shame on you. In this world, it is said, you know, this world is not evil because evil people do evil things. This world is evil because good people do nothing. That is the problem with this world. He's a bhakta of the Lord and did nothing. He allowed this injustice to just. So, the reason, and Tulsidas's presentation is very nice also, the reason for that is, and that's what I was just telling you, you may practice Ram Ram, you may go to satsang, you may learn whole of Rama and whole Ram Katha, you may learn whole of Gita, get all his knowledge. If you don't have satsang, that bhakti will not mature. It will not ripen. And bhakti, when it ripens, changes into seva. The ripening of bhakti is seva. We are supposed to do something. So he was not doing anything, because his bhakti had not ripened. Now this one satsang with Hanumanji, one satsang, both of them reveled and talked about Bhagwan. One satsang. This same Vibhishan now will get up and march into the court of Ravan. Now seva will start. It means all the time that bhakti was green. Not right. So in satsang like this, our bhakti gets ripened. And if it is, if I am a jnani, our jnan will get assimilated. Our jnan will get manifested. So in satsang, the jnani gets his jnan assimilated and manifested. And in satsang, the bhakta gets his bhakti ripened into seva. If that satsang is not there, neither of these things will happen. See how important this satsang is. I have to be in this satsang every day. You put aside this time every day, 7:30 to 9. And if something like this is not going on in your own home, you look at some DVD, something, or you listen on the radio, something is going on, get those type of program, or you read and you transcribe, or something for this period should be going on every single day, so that at least you could keep the thread. Very, very important thing. So now one satsang only, and now we'll see Vibhishan in action in Ravan's court. It will come up in the same Sundar Khan only. Otherwise, until this time, you were not doing anything. You're just sitting there. You say you're bhakta, bhakta, and you're not doing any seva. What is it? There are two type of people in the world, I told. Na? Some people, they do seva. And the others, they just watch and seva. They do nothing. So, our bhakti should really become true bhakti. All right. Now, this satsang is over. Now, Hanumanji tells a nice thing. He says, Vibhishan, I want to get darshan of Sita Maya. You please tell me how to go. So, Vibhishan said, Hanuman, what I have to tell you now, because you already told me how to get darshan of Ram. See, these two of them, they went like this. Huh? Hanumanji has already gotten darshan of Ram, but he has not gotten darshan of Sitaji. Vibhishan has already gotten darshan of Sitaji, she is in Lanka, but he has not gotten darshan of Ram. So now this is exchange. One has got this side already, but they want to get other side. There are two other characters in Ram, and I have to tell you this. See how nicely Tulsidas has put this whole thing. Two other characters in Ramayana like this. They call a Ravan and Shurpanakha. Shurpanakha goes to the Aranya, Dandakaranya, and she sees Ram. Right? And she wants to marry Ram. So she wants Ram. But she rushes to kill Sitaji. So she wants Ram without Sita. Ravan comes to the same Dandakaranya and he wants Sita without Ram. That is not possible. You cannot have Atma without Shanti. And you cannot have Shanti without Atma. So they want to have the impossible. And both of them got in trouble or not? So one wants Ram without Sita, one wants Sita without Ram. Here, one had darshan of Ram, other had darshan of Sita. Now they want to exchange. So now Vibhishan is going to tell Hanumanji how to go and meet Sitaji. And Hanumanji already has told Vibhishan, and you come and you surrender to Ram, he will never ever leave you. So they've exchanged this thing. It's the most wonderful exchange which is going on here. So now tomorrow we'll see Hanumanji meets Sitaji. Huh? We'll see how far we get there. Okay. All right. So here I see there's Ramayana Aarti. Yeah, should we do this Ramayana Aarti? And Gurudev Aarti also. Both we can do.
आरति श्री रामायण जी की कीरति कलित ललित सिय पी की गावत ब्रह्मादिक मुनि नारद बाल्मीक विज्ञान पिसारद सुख सन कादि शेष रुसारद Bharani Pavan Sut Kirati Niki Arati Shri Ramayan Ji Ki Gavat Ved Puran Ashtadasa